It's 12 o'clock. This is 106.9 CIXXFM, live from the School of Contemporary Media at Fanshawe College in London. This is XFM News.
A Western student tries to save her father's life on Facebook, and we're a month away from new restrictions that crack down on impaired drivers. Good afternoon, I'm Russ Courtney.
And I'm Josh Boyce. The temperature will climb up to double digits this afternoon. We'll have your five-day forecast for you after the news. And the nice weather only means one thing, it's almost golf season. Rob Mundy has your sports coming up at 12:13. On the roads this hour, London police are reporting no major traffic tie-ups. As always, if you spot a traffic tip, be sure to call the XFM newsroom at 519-455-NEWS. That's 519-455-6397. Our top story this hour.
A UWO student is trying to save her father's life through Facebook. Jessica Grossman is a second-year MIT student fighting her father's cancer online. XFM reporter Emily Nagai joins us live in studio now with more. Emily, how is Facebook helping Grossman's father?
Well, Russ, she started a Facebook group called Join the Group to Save Our Father's Life. Her dad, Jonathan, was diagnosed with a rare type of leukemia called myelofibrosis, and he relies on weekly blood transfusions for survival. His life depends on a bone marrow transplant, but no one in Jessica's family is a match. That's where Facebook comes in. Jessica says for anyone who joins the group and follows the instructions, they might be able to save his life.
I'm just getting people to go to onematch.ca and fill out the registration form, to which they'll send you a sample kit to test to see if you're a bone marrow match for my father or for anyone else.
Emily, once someone sees that they want to find out if they are a match, what happens next?
Russ, the kit will test your human leukocyte antigen HLA type to give blood. A match is determined by a simple cheek swab sample, which must be performed and tested. Jessica says that anyone out there could be a match, and that's why Facebook is the best way to reach out for help.
One of the biggest networking sites right now, and especially with my friends who spend at least four times checking Facebook a day, it's something that people will really have a chance to see and to read and have all the information in front of them.
Has the group been successful so far?
It was created less than a week ago, and yes, Russ, support for her father's battle is rapidly growing. As of this morning, the member count was close to 1,000. Jessica is urging everyone to please join her group. Adding a few small minutes of your time could add years to her father's life.
Thanks a lot. That's Emily Nagai joining us live in studio.